Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a topic that hasn't really been brought up much because of everything going on with COVID is the assaults that have been happening to transgender individuals who walk into a female bathroom. And I looked at a few of the stories that have surfaced that really didn't make big headlines. One, I believe, was shot and killed in Puerto Rico because a transgender woman went into a female bathroom. There were two teenagers that beat up a transgender woman in a McDonald's in North Carolina. Nobody helped. The video goes on for minutes and nobody stepped in to help. And it's because these two girls were in the female bathroom and the transgender woman walks in and not sure what words happened, but on the video you see the two girls beat up the transgender person, drag her by the hair across the floor, and it was pretty frightening until an older woman tried to intervene to stop the fight. And then there was a gentleman who I believe was arrested for beating up a transgender woman who walked into an Oregon State Park bathroom. This was in early 2020. And so we're way, way behind the curve on how to protect our citizens from going to the bathroom and how to calm people down when we've had, unfortunately, a society full of rapes and assaults. And, you know, we women learn early on that the bathroom is one of the most dangerous places to be. And, you know, we're progressing with, you know, transgender accommodations and transgender transformations and our medical protocols and all that. But unfortunately, society has taken a little while to catch up. And so while everybody's on high alert for getting assaulted or raped in a bathroom, it appears that when somebody is transgender that is just trying to go to the bathroom, right, identifying as they want to identify, some of them are getting beat up, even killed, for walking to the bathroom. Now, we started to see a transformation of women's rooms, women's restrooms, and male restrooms a while ago because of lawsuits. You know, if an employer, you know, didn't have, somebody feeling forced that they had to use one bathroom or the other, if you had a unisex or a non-descriptive bathroom, then it just took that whole narrative out of the equation. And so I walk into places now and I go, you know, where's the restroom? I never ask where's the ladies' room, you know, because somebody in my family's like, yeah, but she's not a lady. You know, so I'm sick of that. So I'm just like, where's the bathroom? You know, or I have to go potty, right? I stand there and I go, I gotta go. Okay, I gotta go pee. It's like, all right, it's over there. And it has a man-woman on the sign. You don't really see men's room and women's restroom. Some places are. I went the other day and it was a women's restroom. And everybody's like, oh man, you're lucky because a women's restroom is so much cleaner. Not exactly. I have no problem using the bathroom that a man used because I've been in women's restrooms my whole life and they could be very, very dirty. And I'm not going to go into why, but there's, you know, you could go number one, you could go number two, or you could be dealing with number three. And dealing with number three is, I can be pretty disgusting. So at least you don't have number three in the male bathroom. So I don't have a problem. In fact, when the female bathroom, if I was at a game and the female restroom, the line was out the door, and the dudes were able to walk in and out, I'd go into the men's bathroom. I mean, if I have to go, I have to go. So, you know, should men's bathroom, female bathroom, you know, should those signs, you know, be changed and it just be unisex? So, you know, if anybody, like I said, asked me to comment on the cleanliness and the, you know, medical aspect of it, I, you know, personally, like I said, they're both dirty. In fact, number three could expose you to more. So I don't think there's much of a medical difference. I know there's been some studies saying men's bathrooms might be dirtier than females. Women don't always clean off the seat. And remember, men could stand and pee. Women have to sit. So technically, the toilets are used more in a woman's bathroom than a men's bathroom. So I would venture to say the women's bathroom is dirtier. And any medical students that need to do a study, that's great. Just swab toilets. Go into the women's room, go to the men's room, swab the toilets, grow it out, count the coliform units, and you got a study. So I think it'd be a great study to do for those of you guys that need some research. So, but this is very, very frightening that we have a lot of people out there undergoing the transformation to change genders. And then they identify with who they identify. They've already started to, you know, take on the look of their new identity. So they'll walk into a bathroom. They'll walk into a female bathroom. Or they'll walk into a male's restroom. And I told you this, the bathroom is one of the scariest places. It's the worst places. You know, when women get up and say, I need to go to the bathroom, come with me. It's not because, you know, we want to compare farts or anything like that. It's because a woman walking to the bathroom, going into the women's restroom for decades or centuries, right, was a little, you know, lone lamb. You know, the husband, the spouse can't go with them. So they end up being by themselves. They're vulnerable. And still, to this day, I hear when people get assaulted, it's because somebody was standing by the women's bathroom or men's bathroom. So we go to the bathroom with a partner all the time because of safety reasons. So it's unfortunate that somebody will think that a transgender walking into the bathroom is there to assault them, but that's how we were trained. And for those of us that ever experienced assault, yeah, we're going to be a little trigger happy and on edge. So it's unfortunate. I don't know if you've seen the video of the two teenagers beating up the transgender in McDonald's. At first, I didn't know, you know, what happened, and it's a shame. And so maybe the only way to fix it is changing men's women's bathrooms. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you have a teenager that's smoking pot or using cannabis? The majority of you are, all right? You might not know it, but the average kid out there is using it. Most likely, anybody that's come to your house saying, oh, hi, Mrs. Wax, how are you? They're probably high on pot. And, you know, we did this. Right? Many of us voted to legalize marijuana. I did. I told you guys why I did. I was like, oh, how could you? Well, I voted to legalize it because in my neck of the woods, I wanted the cops free. I live in Las Vegas. We have a lot on our plate. I didn't want the police to have to deal with, you know, misdemeanors or charges of, you know, small amounts of possession. I also want it studied. And I keep hearing in the medical community that there's not a lot we could do to study marijuana, and there's not a lot of medicinal applications we could possibly use it for until we unshoulder that burden of it being illegal from a federal standpoint. And we are anticipating that Joe Biden will remove the legal restraints of marijuana and allow it to not be considered a controlled level one controlled substance. But, you know, I knew we were going to have issues. And, you know, when I voted, it wasn't an easy decision. But I, you know, I want steady marijuana because I had patients that were using it anyway. And I, like, we need to know what we're dealing with. What I didn't anticipate was the huge spike of teenage marijuana use. I knew kids were using, but kids were already using. The parents were using. Kids were already using. But it did go up more. I just didn't anticipate it would go up as much as it has. And unfortunately, teenage marijuana use is not without its medical issues. There was a study that just came out saying teenage marijuana smokers that might have already underlying mental health issues are three times more likely to self-harm. So they looked at 300,000 teens with mood disorders. To me, the average teen has some sort of, you know, mood disorder. You know, the hormones are raging. You know, they're not able to, you know, have sex as often as they'd like to. They're forced to sit in a classroom. Some of them are forced to still live at home. Teenagers in the animal kingdom are already mating and, you know, parents and not our teenagers in American society, they have to still take algebra, you know, and they're just kind of sitting there going, this is not what I want to do. You know, I'm at my prime. So a 15, 16, 17-year-old is very frustrated. They might have anxiety. You know, they might have depression. And so I don't think it's a rare thing. Some of them are self-treating with marijuana. Some of them are just trying to be cool. It's really, really hard to go to a party, whether it's a fraternity or a high school party, without there being marijuana. My kids have done an amazing job proving to me that they don't smoke. I've even drug tested them. They aren't on it. Maybe I'm naive, but I test them and they're negative. So they're able to say, no, not me. But I know that people there around, you know, do it and I smell it. And I mean, I'm not stupid. You know, it's legal. So if you can light up a cigarette, if you're 21 and can have a beer, if the 18-year-olds can't have a beer, but they can have marijuana, I don't think they're supposed to still. I think it's still 21, but, you know, nobody's getting arrested. Cops are busy these days. And it helps them cope. Unfortunately, though, the researchers from Ohio State University found that teens with a mood disorder and a cannabis habit were 3.28 times more likely to self-harm, 59% more at risk of dying of any cause. 60% increased risk of dying? If you have a kid who smokes pot, you need to intervene. Now, how can you intervene? All right, I have parents that have come to me saying, I can't get my kid off pot. And it's very frightening because I think marijuana is a gateway drug. If they do pot, it's very easy to try shrooms and LSD and cocaine and meth and the other things. Because after a while, the pot doesn't work. And when you need to get pot from somebody, that person has other product. How many times have you gone into Walmart going, I'm just going to get my toothpaste. I'm going to get my toothpaste. I'm going to make a beeline for aisle 11. I'm going to grab the toothpaste. I'm not going to look at anything else. I'm going to get myself to the cashier, or I'll do the self-checkout, get my toothpaste, and walk to my car with my toothpaste. That has never happened. I have never seen anybody walk out of Walmart with just one little single box of toothpaste. Because you're walking into a store and they're suggestive selling. So if your kid needs to get more marijuana, they are being suggestively sold. That's when I waited tables, I had to suggestive sell. That's the art of marketing. That's the art of sales and retail. So they're like, you know what? And it's easy how some of these kids do it. You know, first it's kids talking to other kids. You know, they're like, you know, well, what are you looking for, man? You're looking for a high, you know, how's your sleep? No, I can't sleep. Oh, I got something for that. You can't sleep? I got something for that. Man, I'm just dragging all day. Oh, I got something for that if you want. So it's very easy for them to move on to other products and even more dangerous drugs. And people say, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, cannabis isn't that bad. Cannabis actually might help protect against cytokine storm and COVID. Yeah. I'm the one that talks about that. I told you guys about how maybe there's some cannabis extract that might be able to be used for COVID. But you are not going to convince me that you're allowing your kids to be on marijuana to prevent COVID. We're not there yet. Okay, that's a bunch of BS. So I've heard people say that there has been no documented cases of anybody dying of a marijuana overdose. That doesn't convince me. If I'm seeing kids get into car accidents, if I'm seeing kids drink and smoke marijuana, you can't convince me that that child is safe and that child's going to make good decisions behind the wheel, or good decisions when they, you know, hang out with friends or overeat or drink or whatever. And then another issue I've seen is the school dropout rate. It's not really fun to do virtual school. On top of that, you add marijuana to your day. You're not really that into and passionate and ambitious and motivated to do school. So our teenage marijuana epidemic, and I hate using the word epidemic because people use that for, you know, media sensationalism, but an epidemic to me is where we have many people involved in something and we don't have control. If there's an outbreak, let's say, you know, we have some colds or a little chickenpox outbreak, we could isolate, we could quarantine, we could treat, we could vaccinate, we could control some outbreaks. Epidemic proportions, we're losing control. Pandemic, it's beyond our control. That's why when they call COVID finally a pandemic, I'm like, yeah, you guys have been pretending that you can control this thing. You can't. It's our circulating virus. That's just what we're dealing with. Same thing with marijuana. We are right now, maybe not at pandemic stage. I think there's still some mitigation efforts we could do, but it is an epidemic. And there are parents going, how do I get my kid off the pot? So there are things doctors can do, therapists can do. There are still drug centers. There's virtual drug centers. There's, this is probably the most intriguing, possibly most opportune time to get your kid off marijuana if we're still social distancing and there's still not parties and there's virtual school. So for those of you with a kid that smokes pot or goes to the bonfire and, you know, gets their weed, you know, this might be the best time to intervene because they're not at school and they have less exposure to it. But the problem is all these parties, it's all about pot. You know, and you don't get invited to the party if you're like, nope, not me. So parties are going to come back and marijuana use is going to come back. And, you know, knowing that marijuana could increase depression, could increase anxiety. For those kids that get the munchies, can increase obesity, can alter their memory. I mean, you know, teenagers are still growing. Their minds are still developing. That's not the time to subdue them with marijuana. Remember when we had all these foodborne illnesses? You heard about Chipotle in the news all the time, or some of these restaurants would have, you know, an outbreak, a salmonella outbreak, or, you know. I mean, how many of those were because, you know, they would blame it on people maybe not washing their hands or serving the food correctly? Well, if somebody's, you know, not all there because they smoked pot before they went to work, how many of those food-related issues were related to that? We had a huge spike after marijuana legalization. Same thing with STDs. The average person having sex on pot is not going to be like, nope, stop everything. We need to go to the drugstore and get a condom. They'll be like, who cares? It's okay. So this lackadaisical attitude is not something we need these days. So if your child is addicted, you got to get them some help. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't worry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University says the coronavirus death toll in the United States is just over 400,000 people. That's far and away the most in the world, with Brazil sitting second at just over 210,000 deaths. The United States also leading the way with more than 24 million cases. Arizona is leading the nation in new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Gray of the Mayo Clinic telling Fox News hospital workers are at their limits.
In this 23rd mile, they're on an uphill climb. So it's exhausting. And it's not just exhausting physically and having to care for so many patients. It is exhausting emotionally.
President Trump expected to spend his last full day in office issuing a slew of pardons and commutations. You're listening to USA Radio News. As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed at businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag #DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. A new survey finds Missouri is the most stressed out state in the union. Residents there spend 3 hours a day worrying because of stress. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Easter, we need to start planning for. And this might finally be an Easter or Passover that will hopefully be reminiscent of our prior ones, pre-COVID, because we have the COVID vaccine. Older individuals are starting to get vaccinated. So grandparents are getting excited that they get to see their babies. And I get that. You know, I'm not a grandparent yet. I'm still a parent. And when I look at pictures of my, you know, Stony and Brocky, you know, my little talkie, little cupcakes and cheese, you know, I think to myself, gosh, they grew up so fast. You know, I, you know, when they were babies, I was just so tired and I was trying to work that I don't think I enjoyed all the baby time. And grandparents, they've been through this before. It's not their first rodeo. So they're looking at their kids on Facebook and social media, and they're seeing their little grandbabies grow up so quick that they're like, I want to see the kid before he gets into his terrible twos. or before the kid goes off and smokes pot and doesn't want to hang out with grandma or grandpa. So grandparents are excited. In fact, one of the biggest driving factors for a grandparent to get the vaccine is the fact that they'll be able to see their grandkids. You know, many people are still hesitant. I'm still hearing a lot of seniors go, not me, I'm going to stay home. But the ones that want to be around the grandkids, they can't wait. They have been standing in line. So, I was asked, Joanna asked me, when can I see the grandkids? I was just given my first shot. Well, great, fantastic. But let me kind of break this down. Okay. You get your first shot of the vaccine. Originally, we were told it's 50% effective. Last week, we were told it's only one shot 30% effective at preventing the virus. Some are being told 60%. So one shot does not make you immune. So you got to get your second shot. If it's Pfizer, it's 3 weeks. Moderna, 4 weeks. Then, after you get your next shot, you still need to wait a few weeks because it's still building your immune system. I'm not saying you have to wait a few weeks to see your grandchildren, but in terms of you having your immunity, that 95% efficacy of not coming down with severe COVID, still going to take a few weeks. But by your second shot, after the second shot is done and priming your immune system, hopefully, if the studies are right, there should be 95% efficacy of that vaccine inducing your particular immune system so you don't get severe COVID. So what does that mean? That means there's a 5% chance it might not work. Not bad for a vaccine. That's fantastic, but not bad. But what we can't say is that you're completely immune. We won't say that. We also can't say that you won't get COVID. You can still get COVID. You can be vaccinated, but you could still get COVID. We haven't had the vaccine out long enough, and we haven't had enough people on it to see if they got mild COVID or not. And again, we're waiting for the media to explain it. So, you know, and to report it. So I have yet, in my patient population, and I'm licensed in 12 states, I have yet to hear of somebody who received the vaccine that came down with COVID. But then again, the average person is just barely getting their second vaccine now. Remember, if it was the Moderna vaccine, it's 28 days from the first set of shots. So if Moderna wasn't giving out till the 20s of December, we're only going to start seeing the Moderna second shot this week. Pfizer, we would have seen it about a week or two ago. So it's still too early to tell because their immune systems are priming. So for any of you that just got your COVID vaccine, and then you're waiting your 21 days, your 28 days for your second one, I'm still going to tell you to be careful. I'm still going to tell you to wear a mask because of a few things. One is, like I said, there's no way to say that you are 100%. Number two is we just don't have data on what kind of COVID you might get. Number three is we are dealing with new variants. So the vaccine you are getting should work, but again, we don't know 100%. And number four, I would say also wait in terms of, you know, ripping off the mask and saying, all right, everybody give grandma big kisses. Look at your hospital situation. So if you live in an area where the hospitals are slammed and you have a doctor that can't see you for months, I would still be careful. Now, Easter is still a couple months away. So I am hoping that we could plan Easter. And I believe we will see an Easter or a Passover, a little bit more reminiscent of older ones. But don't be surprised if they do say still wear a mask. So, you know, if I was advising my mom, who is, you know, grandma age, she's not going to want me to say that, but obviously she's grandma because there's me and I have kids. I'm going to tell her once she gets her vaccine and her two shots to stay away. No. She watches the news. So I thought that would work. I told my mom she had to isolate till 2022. She didn't like that too much. So I would tell her that she could come over, right? But my kids haven't been vaccinated yet. She better be wearing masks. Now, you know, my mom is old school, right? You know, she's like, I don't want to wear a mask. You know, people are getting the vaccine so they don't have to wear a mask. People hate the mask. In fact, there was some op-ed where somebody suggested wearing double masks. Okay? It's like a double condom. It's not comfortable. People don't like that. That won't work. So older individuals that want to rip off the mask like they ripped off their bras in the 1960s, we're not going to see that anytime soon. Plus, keep in mind, the laws are still there. Masks are going to be around. The mask laws, I don't see that changing anytime before 2022, and it might even continue past then. We have new strains. We've made our own new strain in California. We have a new strain in Ohio that we made, America made. Texas strain. We have the UK strain, and we're being told that the UK strain is going to be the dominant strain. My tummy's growling. The dominant strain in by March. So, you know, I think the vaccine, personally, and again, this, I'm just pulling this out of my retroperitoneum. Everybody's like, you know, well, tell us it'll work. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. All right? I really believe, with the way they've designed it, that there will be some protection against the new variants. If they did the mRNA correctly, and I told you guys how the mRNA works. The mRNA is a messenger piece of genetic material that is getting injected into your muscle. It'll go into the muscle cell, gets transported in there. It has a little lipid background, little lipid envelope covering. It goes into the muscle cell, avoids the DNA, and the cytoplasm has ribosomes and things that will help the messenger RNA do its job, make the proteins that our body needs to recognize that are supposed to be similar to COVID, and then our body will make an immune system, will make antibodies, so when real COVID comes, we could fight it. I do believe that there is going to be some protection with the new variants. I can't predict if it's going to be 100%, but I think there will be some protection. But with that, is I don't think it's going to be 100%. So whenever there's something that's not 100%, there's always that chance that you could still get sick. There's a chance that your immune system might not have bought it. You might not have said no. So that's why masks won't go away. That's why social distancing won't go away. And families and clusters and things like that, you know, if you've been with your family this whole time, most likely you guys have already shared everything. But if you're going to travel, and you're going to want to travel and go and see the kids, that's going to be a new microbiome. By the way, you know, usually anytime I travel, I get sick. Not horribly sick, but, you know, it's just, it's a different climate. I'm around different germs. So as long as your doctor's on standby, as long as your hospital has open hospital beds, we're going to slowly ease up the restrictions and tell grandparents that they can kind of get out there and be around others. But once you get the vaccine, you're going to see a hesitancy from CDC and from health officials saying, go hang out with the grandkids. There's going to be a huge hesitancy because we're still going to have to wait. And the last thing the narrative needs is the vaccine didn't work. We don't want those headlines. So my guess is they're going to tell people who got the vaccine to still be careful and lay low. 1-877-DOLLY-4.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a legally blind 79-year-old man has regained his sight after he got this new type of corneal implant. This is being reported by Israel Hayom. And it was developed by a company called CoreNeat. And it's called the K-Pro. And it's the first implant that can be integrated directly into the eye wall to replace scarred or deformed corneas without having to use donor tissue. They said immediately after the surgery, the patient was able to recognize family members and read numbers on an eye chart. This is being reported by Engadget.com. Looks pretty darn cool. So the cornea is that clear layer that covers and protects the front portion of the eye. And when you scratch your cornea, it hurts. It is miserable. Your eye is weeping for days. Your eye hurts. You want to just keep your eye closed. And from an ER urgent care setting, we could do a numbing drop that will only temporarily last long enough for us to kind of examine the eye and then decide what we need to give you. Usually we'll give you an antibiotic drop because we don't want it to get infected. We don't want it to degenerate or scar, even though sometimes it can. I believe, Bill Cosby might have had keratoconus, where his corneas started to degenerate. And when the cornea degenerates, it could cause blindness. So we do have artificial cornea implants. They do exist for corneal degeneration, but the surgeries are pretty complex. And this insert, this transplant insert, is supposed to be relatively simple. Requires minimal stitches, minimal cutting. It uses a biomimetic material that stimulates cellular proliferation. That helps lead to progressive tissue integration, so the eye accepts it and doesn't reject it. And it's pretty cool. Apparently, your body's fibroblasts and collagen will gradually colonize the integrating skirt and integrate it within weeks. You probably will still need drops. A lot of times they'll use antibiotic drops, sometimes steroid drops, to decrease inflammation to allow it to kind of take in. But right now, 10 patients have been approved for trials in Israel. They're going to open up trials in Canada, France, the U.S., Netherlands. And there's no electronics. But they could help more people than we think, because we are seeing a lot of corneal degeneration, corneal issues. You know, people ask me how bad are contact lenses. I was a fan of contact lenses because glasses were very difficult for me and very cumbersome. But eventually my eyes didn't tolerate the contact lens. I started to reject contact lenses. It didn't matter which brand. My eyelid started to grow tissue to help separate itself from my contact lens. Bodies don't like foreign body things. And a contact lens, no matter how many years you're using it, sometimes the body will reject it. So my body started to make this granular tissue on the inside of my lid to separate myself from the contact. So I had to eventually get LASIK. I loved getting LASIK. LASIK basically changed the cornea depth and shape such that I didn't need to wear glasses. It's amazing how the machine was able to do it. It sliced the cornea, lifted it up, shaved it down, fixed it, put it back on my eye, and I was able to see without glasses. And I was able to see without glasses for about a good 5 to 7 years until I needed reading glasses. And now I'm wearing glasses to read. And I remember the doctor had said, look, I could do one eye with the LASIK and the other eye leave the way it is, so you know, don't need, you know, corrective lenses for reading. And I was like, no, I don't think I could handle two eyes doing things differently. I couldn't handle it. I already get headaches. And so now I'm like, well, should I have? So now I use reading glasses, because when you're over the age of 40, you have issues with accommodation. And now I can't see anything up close. If I go to a restaurant, I don't even know what I'm ordering. And if I don't have glasses, I have to use light. You guys notice you'll ask for more light, or you'll shine your phone onto your menu so you could read it more. Light just helps bring a lot of things into focus, which is why a lot of older people don't like driving at night, because with less light, your eyes don't seem to work as well. So, interesting stuff with the cornea. So, make sure you guys still get your regular eye exams. All right? We don't have a specific guidance on how often you should get eye checkups, but depending on if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, I like to make sure you get in with your eye doctor regularly. And for those people at risk for macular degeneration or glaucoma, I still believe you should be getting eye exams, at least your first one, over the age of 40. And that's what I've always done with my patients. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember when we had to learn the planets? My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, educated mother, just Jupiter, serve Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Then they came up with other planets, and they said, you know what? We have more than 9 planets. There's a lot more. And then we all, now kids don't really learn the names of planets like they used to. Maybe only the big ones. But scientists have now confirmed the existence of a massive super puff exoplanet. This is supposed to be as large as Jupiter, but 10 times lighter. And they say it could change how humanity explores the universe. So this planet is known as WASP-107b. It was found in 2017, and it wasn't until recently that astronomers were able to confirm that it's kind of light in density. So, like cotton candy. Looks like it has a big mass, but it doesn't. It's light. So it's called a superpuff. So for WASP-107b, they say the most plausible scenario is that the planet formed far away from the star, where the gas and the disk is cold enough that gas accretion could occur very quickly. So gas takes up mass, but it's light. The planet was later able to migrate to its current position, either through interactions with the other disk or other planets within the system. And now we have a puff planet. So the study was published in the journal Astronomical Journal. Apparently the WASP-107b orbits the WASP-107 star system. How far is that away from the Earth? It's about 211 light years. I'm not planning to go out into space anytime soon. A light year measures distance in space, and it's approximately 6 trillion miles. So get your Apple Watches, right? You know, you definitely want to clock that trip in. Anyway, the WASP-107b is exceptionally close to its star. It takes about 5.7 days to orbit its star. That's pretty quick seasons there. 16 times closer than Earth is to the Sun. It also has a low density, and they believe 85% of its mass is in the layer of gas around its core. So why does that matter? Well, when you look at Jupiter, Jupiter is pretty massive. Their core is believed to be 5 to 15% of its total mass. It's a lot farther away from the Sun. So usually the heavier ones, I believe, are a little farther out. And they think that maybe these lighter sort of planet superpuff masses might evaporate quicker. Now, I don't think Jupiter's going anywhere soon. I don't think Earth is going anywhere soon. Everybody always panics. You know, they think that, oh my gosh, you know, well, we have some surge from the Sun, and then it'll zap the Earth, and the Earth will go, or will, you know, Darth Vader have a Death Star planet or something like that. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I also don't think we're going to get invaded by aliens. I believe aliens are out there, but I don't really think aliens want to go to another Earth. I don't think aliens really want to conquer another Earth. You know, the average alien has probably seen us and what we're doing with space, you know, and seen, you know, how the Trump administration moved to the Biden administration, and they're probably just looking at us going, you know what, we got our hands full, and, you know, we're not going to anywhere near somebody else's planet. But I do. I believe there's life on other planets. I just don't believe they really care about what we're doing right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.